Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Diana Frischgott Roth being back on the show. Diana is one of our favorite people. She's an economist and former chief economist for the Department of Labor in another presidential administration of the past. She's the director over at Economics 21, economics21.org, which is an outstanding website that she founded for the Manhattan Institute not too long ago, a couple of years ago, I guess, and where she also is a senior fellow. And she's a columnist for a number of publications and the author of a number of books, including Regulating the Disaster and Women's Figures and other important works. She's our good friend, Diana Frischgott Roth. Welcome back.
Great to be with you. Wonderful to be with you today.
It's good to have you back, Diana, as always. So one of the things that I have that President Trump has made me blink about his campaign and his presidency is the way he talks about international trade, and he talks about it. If you don't know the code, which is I think I do a little bit, you think he is a protectionist. And the more I listen to him, I want to believe that he's not so much a protectionist as he is not just a free trader, but a fair trader. Meaning, I think he wants to trade with people. He doesn't want to put up barriers to trade, but he doesn't want America to wind up being on the short end of the stick every time, which is what I think has been happening for a long time. What do you think?
Certainly in the realm of intellectual property, many countries are taking advantage of the United States and other countries are not fulfilling their obligations, Jim. So,
China's the big one, isn't it? They're the big offender.
Right, yes. There's China, Russia, India. These are all detailed in a report put out by the U.S. Trade Representative called the Section 301 report. These reports are put out every year in April, but the White House has done nothing about these violations, both in the George W. Bush administration and the Obama administration. And we really need to start getting tough on these countries because our comparative advantage is in innovation and intellectual property, whereas their comparative advantage is in producing low-wage goods.
Right.
So we find that our production of low-wage goods is going overseas, and whereas they should be paying the patent for our technology, they're not doing that.
It's the Wild Wild West in other parts of the world with regard to intellectual property, isn't it?
Right. Yes, exactly. And it's not like they can't do anything about it. If China hit a Hong Kong bookseller, whisk him out of Hong Kong into China because he's selling the wrong material, they can certainly close down the fake Apple store in Beijing, which is so realistic that even the employees think they're working for Apple.
Yeah, I heard that the Google site years ago, not many years ago, but a few years ago, the Google site in China went down, and at the same moment, the Chinese equivalent of Google went down. Now, how about that for a coincidence, right? They were powering powering off of the Google site, just putting a new face on it. So, okay, so what's President Trump going to be able to do to fix this? How's he going to protect our intellectual property without hurting trade?
Well, President Trump can signal or say to our trading partners that if you don't abide by intellectual property laws, in other words, if you don't stop copying our pharmaceuticals, if you don't stop copying our CDs, then we're going to put tariffs on the goods that we import from you. So he can use tariffs as a threat of retaliation in order to enforce the trade law.
And that's my point when I say... When President Trump started talking about this, it may be afraid that he was a protectionist, which is not good. You and I both, I think, would agree that that's not a good thing. But
it's not a good thing. But I have to say that he does sound like a protectionist on many cases. So I think that you are definitely right to be concerned.
But we have to read behind, either between the lines or get the rest of the story, which is, and hopefully hold his feet to the fire too, as business leaders, that we want you to protect us, but we don't want you to put us out of business with trade.
Well, I think also the people who voted for him are not going to want to see prices that are 30% to 40% higher at Walmart, because it means their paychecks will not go as far.
But I'll tell you what, though, I am glad we've got a real negotiator in the White House prepared to negotiate some of these new deals that won't be selling America down the river, which I think most of the trade deals over the last several decades have done that. Quick break,
well,
right back
them,
with
them. Some of them have, yeah.
Hold on to that Diana Furscott Roth, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.